AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. President Obama is headed to Germany to join other world leaders for a G7 summit. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports the leaders will once again warn Russia about Ukraine.
Despite a ceasefire deal, violence is again on the upswing in eastern Ukraine, some involving heavy weapons Russian-backed separatists were supposed to have withdrawn. But don't expect more sanctions to be slapped on Russia. The main goal at the summit is preventing the current ones from unraveling, a strategy one White House official calls steady as she goes.
The UN Secretary General has announced that peace talks between the warring parties in Yemen will resume in Geneva on June 14th.
A UN spokesman says Secretary General Ban Ki-moon hopes the peace talks will restart a peaceful, orderly, inclusive, and Yemeni-led transition process. The country's exiled president, along with the Shiite Hutu rebels who control the capital, will attend. Yemen has been chronically unstable for years, with fighting between various factions, including Al-Qaeda in Yemen, which the U.S. government considers to be the most dangerous branch of the terrorist organization. Julie Walker, New York.
Strong storms have been sweeping through parts of Colorado. Bill Bunting is with the Storm Prediction Center.
There was one report of a tornado in Lincoln County, 3 miles south of the town of Thurman, Colorado. That was a brief touchdown, no reports of damage.
Forecasters say, on the plus side, the storms are moving too quickly to cause widespread flooding. Police have arrested an 89-year-old California man on a murder charge, and it's in connection with the death of his 83-year-old wife. The Sacramento Bee reports the man said he found his wife dead, but investigators determined that he was responsible for her death after concluding she had injuries that were suspicious in nature. This is AP Radio News. The Cavaliers have a big challenge to beat the Warriors in Sunday's Game 2 without their all-star point guard.
The NBA Finals, hyped as a dream matchup between LeBron James versus Stephen Curry, now seems more like James against the Golden State Warriors. The Cavaliers have been dealt another blow by the absence of Kyrie Irving, who has surgery to repair his fractured left kneecap and is out for 3 to 4 months. The Cavs are already shorthanded by the absence of forward Kevin Love, and now without their all-star point guard, Cleveland has a difficult challenge of trying to avoid being down 2 games to none. In Game 1, the Cavaliers got only 9 points off the bench, all scored by J.R. Smith. Ryan Leong, Oakland.
Brittany Griner has filed for an annulment from Glory Johnson Griner. Friday's filing was one day after Johnson Griner announced she's pregnant and a month after the two WNBA players got married. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.